It is wonderful Wednesday. Thank God to be alive. Thank God for allowing us to see another day that we've never seen before. Nobody but Jesus. How many of you can just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I will worship you on this wonderful Wednesday. Nobody but Jesus. Father God, I come right now, Lord, and I just say thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see another day, another hour, another minute, another second, another moment in your presence, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for things being as well as they are. Father God, we come now, God, just praying that everything that you want us to do, Father God, that we understand it and that we start doing it, Father God, even if we don't understand it, Father God. Lord, help us to move in that direction, Lord God. Father God, be our guide. Father God, help us through this day. Father God, give us a word to give to other people, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for the things that you are doing in our lives, the things that you are about to do in our lives. Father God, we cover our children that are going back to school. We cover the staff, Father God, that are at the school, Father God. Lord God, we just cover everything in Jesus' name. Father God, this coronavirus, Lord God, we don't know how much longer that you will let it be on this earth, Father God. But Father God, as long as it's on this earth, Father God, we ask for your protection, Lord God. Your divine protection, Father God, to see us through seen and unseen dangers, Lord God. Father God, I ask now for us, I pray now a special blessing, Father God, on so many young black men and black boys, Lord God, that are taking each other's lives, Father God. Father God, please send your administering angels, Lord God, to come and just administer to their hearts and administer to their minds, Father God. We know that some are angry because of the absence of parents, and some are angry, Father God, for different reasons, Lord God, but you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Father God, we ask that you turn this around in this season, Father God. Father God, to give them hope, Father God. Father God, to show them that they have a future, Lord God. Father God, I pray now for every pastor, every minister, Father God, under your voice, God, Father God, under this heaven, Father God, to give us more power, Father God, to give us strength, Father God. Father God, I pray now for all those that are battling different diseases, COVID-19, cancer, and diabetes, Lord God. Those that are battling AIDS, Father God, you are a healer, Father God, and you are able to heal. Even if you don't do it, Father God, we will still give you the worship. We will still give you our worship, our glory, our honor, and praise. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity to be live on this podcast. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. As we move on, I'm about to play for you a song that was created at my church, Grace Baptist in Oklahoma, under the leadership of Pastor Jamal Bodie Sr. This song was created while the Spirit was moving on my heart on Sunday morning. And also after that, my pastor would be giving a word that he gave on Tuesday in our prayer session that we have every Tuesday at noon at Grace Baptist. We have word and prayer. And it's a sermon called It's in the Bag. And whatever you're dealing with, whatever your sins are, whatever your transgressions are, go ahead and put them in the bag, because God said he put them in the bag and he sealed it. So we got to believe it and we got to leave this stuff in the bag. I'm praying and I know that you will enjoy the song and the message in Jesus' name. And I ask that you share this, tell other people about this podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on this podcast, just let me know. But I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for giving me this idea to use it to further his word, to enlighten somebody, to encourage somebody in Jesus' name. So as we go into the podcast, I just want to say I love you guys and God loves you more.
Thank you. fear of what? No evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they what? Comforts me. But you have to go through something to get there.
Amen.
Because then after that verse, it is with thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
Yes, yeah.
Then he lets you know, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
You got to go through something.
My Lord.
You got to go through something to get there.
Amen.
Job lets us know it's not where you start. It's how you finish.
Amen.
And sometimes you have to shun off negative people that are close to you.
My Lord.
Because his wife said, curse God and die.
My Lord.
Look at you, Joe. You done went from Taylor Rose, now you're on ash and you're scraping yourself. Boils are all over you. Your breath stinking. Your hair falling out. You need to curse God and die.
My Lord.
Job responds to her is that we have had the good things of God.
My Lord.
And now we can't accept the bad things of God.
My Lord.
God said you talk like a foolish woman. You talking like a woman I don't even know.
My Lord.
And see, sometimes people will love us for the good times.
Come on now.
Come on.
But go through something.
Yeah.
You'll really see who's in your coma.
My Lord.
Come on now.
You on it.
Get down when you need some help.
Jesus.
And the people that you have helped the most would be the one that would turn their back on you.
That's all right.
God put totally strangers in our life.
That's right.
To show you that he has what we depended on. God would knock what you depended on down.
All right.
Because we need to depend on him.
That's right.
Right.
And when we learn to depend on God and only God, you can't depend on your husband. You can't depend on your wife. You can't depend on your children. God said, trust no man. Put all your trust in me.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Job is this prime candidate for trouble. And if you want to get to a place, what God wants you to get to, you got to understand you got to go through something.
Amen.
And now Job is asking God a series of questions. He opens up this dialogue and says, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble.
That
all of us, we came by a woman.
Right.
Yes. A woman had to carry you. And your days are just few here.
Yeah.
I don't care if you live to be 100, it's just a few days in God's eyes. It's just a few days. It's just like you've never been here. Methuselah, the oldest person that ever lived, was just a few days.
My Lord.
Huh? And in our days, we got to understand, not that we cause trouble, but we go through some trouble.
All right.
Hello, somebody.
We're
going to go through some things in life. And as I was encouraging, God was encouraging me through his word. And I kept reading. And what really grabbed me was that he said, my transgression, Job said, is sealed up in a bag.
My Lord.
Verse 17. And see, don't let nobody try to tear you down.
That's right.
Okay, I want to help y'all. God called you. Don't let no, whatever you've done, it's in the bag.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
It's in the
bag. Whatever it is, Job says right here, my transgression.
Yes.
So whatever whatever your transgression, whatever your sins, whatever you've done, they can try to dig it up, they can try to bring it up, they can try to do whatever they want to do, but it's in a bag.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell somebody.
Come on.
It's in a bag.
All right.
And not only he says that it's in a bag, but the bag is sealed.
Preach.
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody. He said the bag been sealed.
Yes. Jesus.
So I want to ask you this. Why do we keep going in the bag? When he done sealed.
Jesus.
Come on, y'all.
Come on.
The bag.
My Lord.
I know I was. I catch you, got it just excited. Now I want to ask you the question. You flew on a plane, right? TT, you flew on a plane.
Yeah.
You got an airplane.
Oh, yeah. I'm
getting one. One bag you checked in. Mm-hmm. But there's another bag you kept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This here is going on the plane with me. It's going to be in my presence. This bag, I'm keeping this bag.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Why do you want to keep the bag? Hello, somebody.
Preach.
When he said, you don't put everything, the bag belongs to God.
Jesus. All right.
Why you want to rip the bag open? He done sealed it. Job and God is having this great dialogue, and Job's here for man, die. I want to know what he left again.
All right.
Job gives us a sneak preview.
Yes.
Of what's to come.
Yes,
yes, my Lord.
Because the lamb, there's got to be a shedding of blood.
Yeah.
And Job lets us see. He gives this sneak preview of what's to come. Jesus the Christ is to come.
Yes.
Oh, y'all don't see it like I see it.
Come on now.
He lets us know that if I die, can I live again?
My Lord.
And Jesus that took on our sin.
Yes,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Huh?
Preach.
He hung for our hang-ups.
Jesus.
So why you keep letting your hang-ups mess you up?
My Lord.
Come on here. Well, you ain't by yourself. I got to throw my hand up. I got to throw. Why we keep letting our hang-ups mess us up?
My Lord.
When Jesus already done died for all, he done hung for our hang-ups.
My Lord. Amen.
Why we keep messing with the bag? Huh? He done throwed our sin.
Jesus.
In the sea of forgiveness.
Yes.
You go get you some scuba gear.
Okay.
You try to dive and say, I want it back.
My Lord, help us.
Huh?
Let go.
It's time.
Help us, Lord.
For us to let stuff go.
Yes, God.
We done got too old now. Huh?
Amen.
My Lord.
Leave that bag sealed up.
Yes.
God is, he want to get us to a place that your mind cannot grab or comprehend what he's trying to do for you.
My Lord.
See, we keep focusing on the bag. And it's sealed. I would have to open the bag.
My Lord.
To get.
Why?
It's sealed. It's tightly sealed. I mean, I'm using pressure. It's tightly sealed.
It ain't good in there.
Come on. He done delivered us from everything. You know, the biggest deliverance is from yourself.
My yeah. Lord.
That's it.
It's from yourself.
Help us, Lord.
When you allow him, Job says it right. He said, my transgression is sealed. He said, it's sealed up in a bag. He's saying, God, you got all my stuff in the bag. And I'm asking you, if a man dies, shall he live again? God, the same man. Yeah, you're going to live again.
My Lord.
See, God wants us. First, the very first thing you got to learn to forgive is yourself.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Before you can get anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Forgive yourself.
Amen. That's right.
Forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. What you did yesterday is in a bag.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What you did this morning is in a bag. Mm-hmm. From this point on, you should be saying to yourself that, God, I'm better than that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
when he created you, he took time out to shape you.
Yes.
He took time out to mold you.
Yes.
I mean, you so unique that you got your own fingerprints.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I let that sink in on you.
Amen.
Just one right.
They can't they can't come to you and talk about you arrested for something, and they say, well, let us check your fingerprint. We got the fingerprints on it. And when they do that, no, she ain't the one.
My Lord.
He took time out to give you your own stuff.
Amen.
It can be imitated, but never duplicated.
Come on now.
That's it. Imitated.
But never duplicated.
Come on.
You are authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on here.
Preach.
You are authentic.
Amen.
In other words, this is the real me.
Yes.
Now, somebody going around here faking and you know, creating Facebook pages, and you know, that's the fake, but this the authentic one.
Yeah.
There's something about you, Pastor.
Huh? Come on. It's something about all of us.
Amen.
Yes.
That the enemy do not like.
That's it.
Amen.
But the only thing he can hold against us is that we can hold it against ourselves. Today, you say, is it a bag?
Yes.
It is sealed.
Yes.
And can't nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody open it. Amen. But God.
Jesus.
We got to understand. See, Job said, Job had to go through this to get to the bag. You got to go through something to get to the bag. Huh? You got to see, you have to be careful when you say, God, I really want you. I mean, you have to be careful. Because you got to lose 7 sons and $3.
My Lord.
You got to lose all your wealth. You got to be stricken with sickness.
Yes.
Your friends got to come and talk about you. It's something you done did because yeah. God just don't do nothing. The God, I said, I mean, you done did something, Job. They didn't come and say, Job, can we scrape you? Can we give you some money? They came right there and criticized Job for everything that he done. You have to be careful when folk come to you with negativity.
My Lord.
You're right.
Jesus.
You're right.
Come on here. You got to understand. And the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, give me glory in this. You still owe me.
Yeah.
You can't not give me glory in
Jesus.
This.
Jesus.
You do know you owe me.
Yes.
Glory.
So much.
God did not create you to do any and everything. He created you one thing in mind. Once you gave your life to Christ, was to serve him.
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? And so we want to do everything that not of God. But God said, you got to give me my glory. Mm-hmm. And so this afternoon, as y'all ministers, y'all women of God, y'all toast the word of God. Mm-hmm. Y'all are standoutish. Come on, since there ain't no other preachers in here, it's just us now. Y'all are standoutish.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Amen.
Y'all got targets on y'all backs.
Amen.
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 And you know where the devil start hitting us at? He'll hit us at home if he can't hit us nowhere else.
You got that right.
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 Jesus. Right. Hmm? Yes. Yes.
Amen.
You got a target.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right on my back.
Right on your back.
Yeah.
But between the target and you is God.
Yes.
And so they really can't understand. I know I'm hitting them, but she ain't falling.
Yes.
I know I'm hitting them, but he ain't fade. He keep coming. He keep going because I know I'm hitting the bullseye.
He won't let you fall. Jesus.
He got your stuff in the bag, and God is saying he want us as preachers, and because Job, this prophet, he's letting us know that, hey, y'all got to understand your past is your past.
Amen.
Job takes this particular series and he goes on over to the 42nd chapter. And God said, Job, if Job prays for his friends, mm-hmm. I'll spare their life.
Amen.
The reason some Negroes ain't dead is because y'all spared their life. God didn't give Job double for his trouble till after he prayed.
Amen.
And so what I'm saying to y'all ministers is that don't worry about your enemies.
All right.
That's why Jesus lets us get a sneak preview here. Mm-hmm. He says, pray for them that despitefully misuse you.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them that curse you. Mm-hmm. Huh? He said, then when we know that you are my child.
That's right.
Because we don't throw stone for stone. Mm-hmm. Your stone can't hit like God's stone.
All right.
Do y'all really think the stone that David threw at Goliath killed him? Ain't no way possible. A slingshot could kill a man that size. Let me tell y'all what happened. What happened was, when he threw the rock, God caught it in midair. Then he threw it.
Glory.
That was in control.
And what happened was, God lets you get the credit for his stuff.
My Lord.
Do y'all not do that?
Yeah, we can't do nothing.
God lets you take the front and center. Mm. And what he gets mad about is when you don't say he did it.
My Lord. Mm. Don't give him his glory.
You don't give him his glory.
Jesus.
We got to learn to put it all in the bag and leave it there.
Amen.
Y'all leave here today. Your mind should be, say, Lord, whatever it is, I'm putting it in the bag. Amen.
Amen.
Seal it up. Said he sold. He done sold the bag up.
Jesus.
You's a seamstress. When you sew it, I mean, you take time to cut it off, get all. He done sold it up. Mm. He sealed the bag. Isn't that something?
Amen.
I just want y'all to be. I have a heart for you all. I love you all.